Why is the deep state targeting the paramount leader of China, Xi Jinping, and trying to remove him from power? Aloha everyone, I'm Dr. Michael Sala, and this is my Exopolitics Today podcast. I'm looking at an article that was published last week in the Atlantic Council website, and it's called The Longer Telegram. And in that article, what it does is to set a new strategic priority for the United States policy community, which is to look at ways to contain the growth of China, just as famously in the late 1940s, there was a long telegram written by the former US ambassador to the Soviet Union, George Kennan, that outlined the containment policy for dealing with the Soviet Union. This longer telegram, published by the Atlantic Council, tries to set out a similar strategic imperative. And what is controversial about this paper is that it deliberately targets the removal of today's current paramount leader of China, Xi Jinping. And that's quite surprising because it's not talking about replacing the Communist Party in some kind of regime change. It's looking at just removing one person from power and arguing that if you remove Xi Jinping from power, then someone more malleable, someone more likely to introduce democratic reforms in the People's Republic is going to be promoted. And this is really nonsense because, in fact, Xi Jinping himself is a reformer, or at least he is someone that is outside of the dominant power faction in China, which was run by a previous paramount leader by the name of Jiang Zemin. And he was the leader that immediately followed Deng Xiaoping. And Jiang Zemin, he was in power from around the year 1990 up until the early 2000s. And he worked very closely with the Bush family, with the Rockefellers, with Henry Kissinger. And this is someone that has long connections with the deep state. And he was the one that set in place the reforms within China to help build up their secret space program. And in my book, Rise of the Red Dragon, I actually give an explanation for how the deep state helped China develop a secret space program. And Jiang Zemin was behind that. And he was the guy that has control over all of the advanced technologies that the Chinese deep state has developed that have been secretly given to China by the American deep state. And I explain the process in the book. But essentially what that means today is that China has a deep state that tries to manipulate the larger public policy process within China. And the current leader, Xi Jinping, he was a compromise candidate between China's second paramount leader, that's the one that followed Chairman Mao. His name was Deng Xiaoping, and he was clearly a reformer. He was then followed by Jiang Zemin, and those two represent the two dominant power factions within China. Jiang Zemin was followed by a protege of Deng Xiaoping, and his name was Hu Jintao, and he ruled as China's paramount leader from around 2001 to around 2012, which is when Xi Jinping came in. And Xi Jinping was chosen as a compromise candidate because he didn't belong to either the Zemin faction nor to the Deng faction. So he was kind of like an outsider. He was a non-entity. And so both factions tried to manipulate him. Especially Jiang Zemin. Jiang Zemin's faction tried furiously to co-opt him into their agenda. And what Xi Jinping did was that he actually implemented a corruption drive in China, where he got rid of a lot of the loyalists of the Zemin faction. So they've been targeting him for a long time. The deep state has been after Zhang for many years now. And so this article in the by the Atlantic Council really needs to be understood in the context of the American or the Atlantic deep state. You know, we're talking about the European and the American branches of the deep state, the Bilderberg Group, the Davos World Economic Forum, and so forth. That kind of transatlantic deep state alliance is working with the Chinese deep state to get rid of Xi Jinping, and they're doing this now very aggressively because now they were unsuccessful in removing Vladimir Putin from power as Russia's president. Now they believe that they've been successful in removing President Trump from power, and apparently they believe that they've succeeded. But as I've discussed in a recent webinar, there's two timelines that are actually running concurrently now, one with a legitimate president and one with a illegitimate president. And that's running concurrently. And there's an operation happening behind the scenes to deal with the illegitimate president. So, but the deep state believes that they've gotten rid of Trump, or at the very least that temporarily they've got their hands on the American, on the United States, on the levers of power in the United States through their guy, Joe Biden. And so they feel they've gotten rid of Trump. They were unsuccessful in getting rid of Putin, but now they're trying to get rid of Xi Jinping. And so why are they targeting Xi Jinping? And the reason is because Xi Jinping, like Trump, like Putin, and also India's Narendra Modi, belongs to something called the Earth Alliance, which is an alliance of world leaders, white hats, key military figures that are trying to promote world peace and promote international cooperation in getting humanity over the next hump, which is the release of advanced technologies, which takes us well beyond rocket propulsion technologies using fossil fuels and into a new age using electromagnetic technologies, where we also have the release of new healing modalities, holographic healing chambers, electromagnetic healing, and so forth. All of these advanced healing technologies, which have been classified for decades now in these black programs. And so the World Alliance, the Earth Alliance, wants to do this because they're working with something called the Galactic Federation. Others call it the Confederation of Planets, but it's an alliance of positive extraterrestrials that want to help humanity become part of the galactic community. And in order to do that, a lot of these advanced technologies, which have been suppressed by the deep state for decades, need to be released. So we need to approach what, according to Nikolai Kardashev, is a type one civilization, where we're able to use energy at a kind of planetary level. And so a lot of these advanced technologies need to be released, or at the very least, what needs to be done is that a lot of the inventions that have been held up in the United States by national security orders, currently there are 5,900 patents that have been basically held up because of security, because of secrecy orders. So, you know, that's the figure for 2020. The exact figure is 5,915 patents were not granted under secrecy orders. And these deal with, you know, new energy, electromagnetic propulsion, new healing technologies, which is really scandalous. But that's the reality. And if you want to learn more about that, you can check out my last webinar where I go into this in terms of the second American Revolution. So the deep state wants to get rid of Xi Jinping because they know that he is working with Putin, with the kind of alternative or the legitimate presidency in the United States, Trump, and also with India's Narendra Modi to not go to war against one another, to make sure that dialogue is flowing, that they resolve all conflicts peacefully. Even though the deep state is trying very desperately to start wars between these major powers, the deep state is trying to create a war between China and India. The deep state's been trying for years. This was one of the things that the Clinton Hillary Clinton administration would have done, which would have embroiled the United States in a war against Russia if she had won power in 2016, whether in Syria or whether in Ukraine. And it remains to be seen whether Biden, and I think he will try to do something like that, create conflict. But I don't think the White Hats, the Earth Alliance, will allow Biden to get to that point where he creates a war between the United States and Russia, because that truly would be a nightmare. And also would really hand over the planet to China, China's deep state, that who would then remove Xi Jinping from power. And so this is where we stand at the moment. We are watching the deep state play its final cards in this desperate last gamble to start up a third world war, getting rid of world leaders, Trump, Putin, Xi Jinping, anyone that disrupts their agenda. And they're trying to do this desperately. And they're using all of their resources. And the Atlantic Council is a major deep state creation or entity that comes up with policy papers recommending the expansion of NATO, containing Russia, and now, of course, removing Xi Jinping from power. And so, you know, this needs to be seen as a transparent attempt to strengthen the hand of China's deep state. So if you want to learn more about this, I have an upcoming webinar on February 27, and it's going to be called The Earth Alliance, Full Disclosure, and the Coming Global Revolution. Because there is going to be a revolution at a planetary level. There is an operation happening behind the scenes, and it's not just a US operation to deal with this Biden administration. It's a global operation dealing with foreign interference in elections, plandemics, and so forth, and a lot more going on there. And I'll be discussing that in my four-hour webinar on February 27. So you can learn more about that by going to my website, exopolitics.org. Also, you can subscribe to my Exopolitics Today podcast so you get all my updates. And certainly there's a lot happening, and I look forward to reporting much more in the weeks and months ahead. So thank you for listening, and aloha.